And then there were three. Oh, four. We got four. I thought I was going to lose you. I'd have been bummed out. Yes, that's why. That's what I try to tell my family. The quality of the time is better than the quantity of the time, because I certainly don't give them quantity.
That's why I got six kids, because I had no quality. I needed quality.
Oh, there you go. Good for you. You beat me. Hi, guys. How
are
we doing?
The race isn't over yet, sir.
Huh? What's that?
The race isn't over yet, is it?
Oh, yes, it is.
It's
over.
That's what I said. Didn't work out that way.
What we got?
How's Blair Walsh doing?
Good. Good. I think what we did with him was smart. It helped him mentally. And obviously, you guys know physically as well as mentally, you need to get healthy that way. I mean, when you have a little bit of injury, and he's really never been hurt before, so he's doing much better.
Is he able to pick up all his normal responsibilities this week? Or,
you know what? That'll probably be a game time decision. We'll see how he looks today. But I think the more rest we give him up until game time, the better, and we'll figure it out on Monday night.
What do you think of Jeff on kickoffs?
I thought he had a great game. It's the best game he's had as a pro. I mean, it's a young season, young career, but he punted well. He held well. He kicked off well. I was excited about the way he played on Sunday.
Would you have gone for longer field goals with Blair? Would you have tried? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, because he had a good pregame. He had a lot of confidence, knowing that he didn't have to kick off, knowing that, you know, if he did have to kick a long one, that it was going to be there. He was wrapped real tight, and he felt confident after pregame. He had a good pregame. That helped his confidence and mine as well.
Sendejo moves in to the starting lineup. That takes away a little bit from special teams, or does it? I mean,
according to him, it doesn't. He wants to be on everything. The guy, he's a great guy to coach. Obviously, I'm going to, with Harrison being out, then we'll have another body in there to help us. You know, Mr. O'Raymond will play for us, who did a great job for us when we played Pittsburgh. So I'm excited about him being in there too, and Andrew will keep some of his responsibilities.
Andrew said he'd still talk to you. He said, still put me in, even though
he did, and everything. Oh, yeah, and everything. The kid doesn't get tired. I get tired walking down here for this press conference. He doesn't ever get tired.
There's certainly a balance between guys who play. You know, you had to go through with Harmon as well.
Sure.
Who play special teams but are important on defense, offense, too. Do you guys have arguments among the coordinators about how much guys can be used in special teams, or is everything pretty
Never.
Smooth that way?
Okay. Our coordinators, our head coach, we all work very well together. We're always on the same page. We always, if there is a discrepancy or a discussion about it, Coach Frazier makes that final decision, as he should. But we work very, very well together, you know, and the position coaches as well. I mean, Joe Woods, I use all his guys, and he tells me if they need a break, they'll give him a break on defense for a play or two, keep him on special teams, because he gets it. And I've been on staffs where coaches didn't get it. This staff really gets it, which makes my job a lot easier.
Patterson talked about, and Les talked about this too, that every kickoff is returnable, no matter if it's 8-9 yards deep in the end zone. Is that true? And has that changed in the NFL over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, well, it's changed immensely in the last 2 years because of the new rule. And our philosophy is we want to bring them out if they're returnable. If it's a 4-4 hang time, 9 deep, we got to be smart. If we're up by 14 points in the middle of the third quarter and they kick one like that, we got to be smart. We don't want to hurt our offense with field position. But he is such a weapon for us that we want to be as aggressive as we can.
Then Sunday, I mean, those penalties on the touchdowns means he's putting it through the end zone each time.
Oh, this past Sunday? Oh, I was pulling my hair out. It was awful. It's awful because I know we can make a difference in that, and we have in the past, and we have this year as well. And he did a great job. Graham Gano did a phenomenal job. And that's what you do. You keep it out of our returner's hands. That was smart on their part. Doesn't mean I liked it. We good?
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.